call received from home care agency.
Any speaking, how can I
help? Yes, this is home assistance.
Yes, this is. How can I help you?
Okay, my name is Brenda Hall, and I have low vision, and I need help with grocery shopping or just, you know, and being taken to my doctor appointments.
Okay, for sure.
And some other things that, you know, like in the house, but I really need help, and I'm not sick as far as, you know, needing, you know,
right.
There's nothing wrong with me. It's just my vision is low, and I have glaucoma.
Okay.
And
I'm happy to help.
Okay. Are you located in Philadelphia?
Yes, we are, definitely.
Okay.
What is your home address?
6324 Fox Hill Road.
Fox Hill Road. And that's Philadelphia.
Yeah, 19120.
19120. Okay. Philadelphia County?
Yes.
Okay. And are you on Medicaid?
I have a Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I used to work for the government.
Oh, nice. Okay. What's your date of birth, Brenda?
June 29th, 1962.
6/29/1962?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to look up your Medicaid, okay?
All right.
Thank you. All right. So I see that you are on Medicaid, which is great. Did you reach out to anyone already about the services, or this is your first time reaching out?
It's my first time. I went to Will's Eye Hospital yesterday, you know, and I realized, you know, I have low vision, and they always want to, you know, some places want you to go to, like, PCA and all these, but I don't want to deal with them because I'm capable of, I have, like, good intuition. I know what I'm doing. I used to drive. I stopped driving, like, in October, and then someone stole my car. And then somebody's been stealing my mail, and I think somebody's using my identity because I had started a company in 2020, and
just a sec.
It's like a hope.
I'm sorry.
Huh? Yeah, it's like people are like calling about loans for this company, and I never made any loans, so I don't know what's going on. And I also probably feel like a private investigator to figure out if I've been, you know, pranked for identity theft. You know, and like I said, I don't have any help. Both my kids live out of town. My son lives in St. Louis, Missouri. I have his number, but he hasn't been able to call me, and I don't know why. And it just seems like something is going on. Why hasn't he been able to call me or get in contact with me? I know he's still alive, And then I have a daughter that's in school down at Tuskegee, and she's supposed to be graduating this May, and I haven't heard from her since last February, last year.
Did he try to call her, maybe?
Yeah, I've tried. And then I lost everybody's number when I had to change my phone. It's like I really need help. I need somebody like right next to me when I go there.
Right,
and I hate the fact that I need people because I know what I need.
Sometimes we need the help. You know, it's okay to ask for help.
I know, but it's degrading to me. It's really degrading because I've been helping people all my life. I was a caregiver. I watched a lady take her last breath, and that's when I stopped working as a caregiver. I helped my aunt and my godmother and my mother, and they're all gone now. Nobody's here to help me. I've been helping people all my life. I've been a good person. I don't know why all this is happening to me.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but I'm happy to help you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I always believe God sends certain people in your life. You know, I got to start somewhere.
Of course. So I'm happy.
And I've always wanted to have my own personal assistant company. I was trying to get that started, and then people started taking my money, and it's just been a mess. And now I need a personal assistant because I just need somebody to say, "Are you all right? Can I get you a couple things from the grocery?" I'm not saying you got to get a whole, because I learned how to, you know, cut back on my eating and my spending. So I'm not eating. I'm only eating like one meal a day. You know, I've lost a lot of weight, but I don't look gone or anything. I mean, I needed to lose it, you know. But I need help. I need somebody to help me get through these apps. Okay.
Of course.
How much do you charge? Because, you know, I'm willing to pay whatever. I mean, I'm not saying whatever's comparable. And,
right.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
Let me send you over to my intake department. Not department,
mm-hmm.
just the intake person. His name is Naftali. He's going to help
mm-hmm.
you, and we'll help you with the caregiver and any problems.
I have a plumbing issue, and I was pooping in the bag, and I'm taking the bags out for trash. You know, my house is not a hoarder, but that's degrading to me because I need a new toilet or the toilet fixed. And I haven't been able to see the numbers, you know, to be able to call a plumber, a reputable plumber, and the sink in a kitchen was, you know, and I had to take all that water down the basement in buckets and pour it down the drain in the basement by myself, and I nearly passed out, you know. So everything was like, why am I going through this, you know, and I hate the fact, it's degrading.
We're
like nobody
help you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
so give me one mm-hmm. second, and stay strong. It'll be good. All right?
Okay,
one second. I'll send you over to him, okay?
Okay.
Amazing. Feel good.
You know, I'm a believer in God. You know, I've just been on and trusting in him. That's the only way. I can't trust anybody else. I cannot. Everybody's let me down.
I agree.
You know, so I gotta keep pushing.
Yes. So I'm happy to help you. Okay, I'll send you to him now. Any questions, any problems, let me know. Okay, I'm happy to help.
I just don't want to lose your number. That's the thing. You know, I'm just trying 215-607, you know, because I just called.
Right. So my let me give you my direct phone number.
Okay, I got to find a pen.
I could text you. Should I text you?
Yeah, text me. That'd be better. Yeah, text me the number. And because
perfect.
People have been texting me, but I'll just say Philadelphia, PA. They don't text me where they're calling from, and that's frustrating.
No worries.
Thank
okay.
you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No problem.
And your name, what's your name again?
My name is Mimi.
Mimi. Okay, Mimi. All right, Mimi.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of course. Be well and stay strong. You'll be good.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Hi, it's Naftali with Family First Care. Is this
Hi.
Deborah?
Yeah, right. Mimi sent me over to you. Yeah, I need help bad, really.
Yeah, okay, great. So I'll be the service coordinator helping you along the way to apply for home care services. My name is Naftali.
Okay.
And we are your family colleague. First care.
Okay.
So, let's do like this. Let me first ask you a few questions. If it's worth applying. First of mm-hmm. all, is your total income more than $2,900 per month?
If my income is more than what, $2,900?
Is it over $2,900?
Yeah, it's like $5,100.
It's over $2,900 per month?
Yes, sir. I get Social Security and I get retirement from, I used to work for the government. I had 36 mm-hmm. years with the government.
Mm-hmm. So you're making more than $2,900?
Yes.
So here's the thing. Usually there's a cap limit to apply for home care services. There's a cap limit of $2,900 for income.
I need help. I mean, I don't care how much it costs. I need somebody to come in, an independent contractor, somebody. I need help.
Okay,
I don't know.
I
have low vision. Excuse me?
I understand. Let me ask you, would you be open to do private pay, meaning to say that you pay out of your pocket?
Yes. I'm willing to do that. I don't know why
okay.
people, you know, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because some people that call in want to apply for home care. So in order to apply, you have to be, you know, eligible according to the level.
I want to bypass all that. I can afford it. I can afford it, you know.
Even if it's
1 or 2 days a week. Excuse me?
We will definitely help you. We'll definitely help you find a good
all
place.
Right.
Do you have someone in mind?
No, I don't have anybody. This is like, I just found out I have glaucoma. I can't see, low visibility. I need, you know, I stopped driving in October. Somebody stole my car after that. Somebody's been stealing my mail. It's like people are taking advantage of me because I am a senior citizen. I live by myself. My kids don't come visit me. They don't call. Nobody has called. Nobody. I mean, my kids live in another state. My son lives in Missouri. My daughter lives in Alabama. I'm here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My parents are both gone. My sister and my brother, they just exiled me from the family 2 years ago. Nobody calls. Nobody checks in. I need help because I just stopped driving, and I need to get groceries, and I can't see to drive to the store or take public transportation. I don't have a husband, you know.
I understand.
So,
we'll definitely.
And all my friends, all my friends have jumped ship. I wanted to be a personal. I wanted to have a company as a personal assistant, but nobody, you know, nobody has allowed me to. Nobody's, as far as getting enough money to have the business, you know, there's people messing with my account. There's people messing with my company. And I can't get a hold of what's going on. So right now, I need somebody to help me because I have plumbing issues. I had to, you know, defecate in trash bags and put it out for the trash because the plumbing is messed up. And it's been for about almost a month now, and I got to call a plumber, but I want to make sure I have a personal assistant around to help me, you know, get a plumber and a personal assistant to help me get. I have cleaning that has to be done in the living room because when the toilet was leaking, it caused a lot of water damage, and the wood boards on the floor were like being raised, and it's just a lot of debris, and I need a cleaning crew to clean up the living room.
So things like that, and I need somebody
to, you know, to get me some produce from the store, just a couple. Now I ain't saying no full grocery shopping. I'm saying maybe a one bag trip once a week, and doctor appointments. I have to go back and forth to Will's Eye Hospital to be treated for this glaucoma. So this is what I'm up against. I'm 63. Like I said, I have no support at all. Just imagine me being in a town and there's nobody I know, and I have to start from scratch. I feel like a ghost. So I don't know what else to say. You know, can you get me some help?
Yes, for sure, 100%. Let me put you just on a brief hold. I'll get back to you in a minute or two, okay?
Okay. All right. Don't hang up because it's hard for me to read numbers. You know, I'm having it's a challenge to just sit up here. Okay.
I'm not hanging up. I'll be back in a minute or two, okay?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I will send a message for the intake department that you need staffing. We have your case. We got into the system already, and we will call you back. We'll call you back with, you know, with the next steps, how it works.
What is the name of your company? Because I've called so many places, I wouldn't even know who's calling me back. That's the thing, you know. I can't write stuff down because I don't have a black marker to see the number. And it's very.
Our name is Family First Care.
Oh, Family First Care. Okay.
First,
like I said, I'm embarrassed, you know, like I said, especially with the plumbing situation. If I can just probably need somebody to come in and fix the toilet, you know, and it's sad, you know, it's a sad situation because I don't have help. And
right.
I can't see. That's what makes it very, I mean, if I could see, then I could get it done, but I can't see. And
I understand. We'll definitely help you as soon as possible. Someone will call you back today, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I have a short day by us today, but we will call you back today, and I can assure you 100% we'll help you soon. Get a good caregiver and get you some help.
Okay? All right, sir. You know, it's just, like I said, I'm on the idea. Well, first things first. Yeah. All right.
Okay, we will call you back soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, it was nice speaking with you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.